Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, this is killing me because Aaron had to go out of the room where there's a thing with the traffic report. Okay, it doesn't matter, but Aaron's not in the room right now and we have breaking news.
Somebody's calling in who really wants to talk to us.
So a while ago, recently, we did an OPP from somebody who found out something weird about their husband. And you've been able to pull together some of the clips of that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so what's this first one we're going to hear?
She tells us what she found on her husband's phone.
I remember it like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday. Like it was yesterday.
I trusted him implicitly until this, which is why I'm even questioning it. Because I feel like otherwise I would be like, definitely no. But he's never given me a reason not to trust him before.
Okay, so what did you find?
He downloaded Tinder.
What?
Yeah.
Is this boyfriend or husband?
Husband.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
And I was like, my stomach dropped too. I actually threw up.
So her husband grabbed a dating app and she found out because I think it downloaded on the iPad at home.
It did. Yeah.
Well,
it synced up. Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing was, her husband had, I don't want to call it, he had an excuse. He had a reason for why he downloaded Tinder. That's not what we originally thought, perhaps.
And he's giving me this whole spiel about how it's not a big deal because his buddy, he's saying his buddy Jordan, who's like a friend of mine as well and friends with his wife, is going to get divorced. And so they were just like showing him what's out there. And he downloaded Tinder on his phone at the bar. It's like no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, you and I were kind of buying the story. Aaron and Jennifer weren't really buying it.
And he's giving me this whole spiel about how it's not a big deal because his buddy, he's saying his buddy Jordan, who's like a friend of mine as well and friends with his wife, is going to get divorced. And so they were just like showing him what's out there. And he downloaded Tinder on his phone at the bar. It's like no big deal.
All right. So now that we've caught you up on what did happen, apparently now we have the dude in question wants to tell his side of the story.
Yeah, so, Jordan. He kind of got, I guess, he got caught in the mix here.
Yeah, Jordan, are you there?
Yai.
Okay, so what's going on? Did you hear this whole thing unfold and like you just want to set the record straight or what's the deal today?
Yeah, I heard it unfold and, you know, I heard my buddy's wife, Jennifer, and you know, I really don't want to do this, but I have to because, you know, it's just become this tangled web. And, you know, I have to come clean.
Marriage is bad?
No. Not mine. I have to come clean about Jennifer's husband. Because, look, I mean,
are we just never going to say this dude's name? She didn't tell. If you don't want to say, go ahead. Keep going. I'm so sorry.
No, I mean, you know, guy code only goes so far. And I just feel like I've been trying to keep my lips sealed about how Jennifer's husband is a dirtbag and always flirting with girls and downloaded Tinder because there were no, in his words, cute girls to flirt with. And I've had enough. And
You're saying he just flirted that night, or does he flirt every time you go out?
No, he's a hoe.
Oh, for the
love. He was flirting with women.
And so then that night, I don't like, okay. So then that night.
So you, yeah, what?
He, there was no, oh my God. How, okay, but okay. I'm going to let you finish. I guess my question for you is, why should we believe you? Because you just, according, because right now we just have two dudes in a standoff.
Right,
we have him going, baby, I love you. And Jordan's marriage is bad and he wanted to see what's out there on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, no, no, no. He's a hoe all the time and he just got caught downloading Tinder that day.
Exactly. Well, I mean, what? Why would I have any reason to come on? I mean, I,
to
you know,
save
I,
your
I
marriage, Jordan.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's not like I have any incentive to like.
I don't
lie. The incentive is to try to keep the friendship, but I've had enough.
So, are you saying that you guys were hanging out and then?
Yes.
Jennifer's husband downloaded Tinder and had nothing to do with you saying, "Hey, I'm thinking about leaving my wife. I want to see what's
absolutely
out."
Absolutely not. That's total bull.
Wow. That. So
okay. I mean, so,
it's a, totally it's a BS. Good lie.
No,
if
no,
it is a lie.
I'm just saying, no, dude. Here's the deal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't feel comfortable saying that you're a liar because I don't. But for you to say that you don't have a reason to lie, you do have a reason to lie. He told his wife that you're the unfaithful bastard. And,
right.
And that, so you're out here to protect your name. You're throwing him under the bus, just like he threw you under the bus to protect him. And now I don't know if you're both just dirtbags or like
no.
you do see.
No, 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 no. I mean, I was doing what I thought, you know, again, guy code. I mean, I was, you know, I didn't like doing it, but I just thought like, you know, I should, you know, I don't want to get involved, but I of course was involved, but you know, I just look, I mean, you can choose to believe me or not. I mean, frankly,
okay. But I guess, just to get to the bottom of it one last time. So every time you guys go out, he's like, Jennifer, Jordan wants to go out. We're going to just go have some beers. Every single time, that's just a ruse to go out and hit on women. Yes.
I mean, it ends up that way. I mean, it's not my objective, but for him, I mean, that often is what happens.
But so then you feel like you've been a good friend and kept that under wraps for him. And then when he went ahead and crossed yet an additional line by downloading Tinder and his only recourse was to throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Now that's your last straw. Now you're not playing along now.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All plausible.
Yes.
As was his explanation. But Jordan, Jennifer dumb? Because she doesn't see this at all. Like she said, this is the first time anything has ever come up. Like, so she doesn't think he's that.
I mean, I feel like deep down you always kind of have some sense or some inkling when your partner is cheating. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't think she's dumb. I mean, I like Jennifer. She's nice. But I mean,
okay.
I think maybe she's in denial.
Okay.
She did call us, I guess. I mean, that was.
Yeah. I just.
Right.
Okay. Jordan, thank you. Hang on.
You're welcome.
Don't, This is one of those moments where I wish Aaron was in the room and not off doing other because as a guy.
I'm glad she's not because I think she would be mad at us.
No, she'd be like, who? Then all men are scum. Just 303-222-5423. Mm-hmm. Who's lying? Or is he lying?
Right now, everyone's trying to protect their relationships.
Correct.
So who's the one who's really doing the bad thing and it needs protecting her? Because I get it. You have friends who do stuff you don't agree with and you kind of, okay, well, that's their business. And then when you find out, oh, they're throwing me under the bus. They're making me look like the bad guy when I've been protecting them. I understand. If that's the truth, I'd be mad just like
Jordan. Can I
say
the weird thing that I'm not getting over?
Hmm.
Why wouldn't he say his, like, if you're ready to cut your buddy loose, then say his name. He's just calling him Jennifer's husband. Like, there's still an air. Like, I don't feel right about something. Like, if I've been covering for you, T-Hack, over and over and over again, and then you told my wife, who I don't have, but like, then I would scream from the high heavens, Tyler. Tyler is a bad person. Tyler, T-Hack.
My real name.
I would tie. I would say the name you don't like. I would say there's something fishy about all this, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Still saying Jennifer's husband.
They both have just enough reason to lie and just enough plausibility to believe both of them.
Who's telling the truth, Jordan or Jennifer's husband?
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.